The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome to The Scraps.
We did it. We got through that. We went a little long in that segment, but you know, it's a special episode. We're going long. This Chris can't stop me. What's he going to do?
He's just going to bitch when it's time to produce things.
Yeah, well, you fucked up now because I'm listening to this shit.
If you were approached by Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones dressed in black suits and they were going to kind of erase your memory, what part of Lions fandom would you want to get rid of more? Because you can only choose one. Would it be the Matt Patricia era, or would it be like 08 or like 07 to 09?
Ugh. I think it would be the Matt Patricia era, honestly, because there was just nothing fun about that. Like, at least when the Lions were going 0-16, Calvin was there. And I don't know. It seemed like. I don't know.
But I think you can make the same argument about the Patricia era and be like, yeah, it was bad. There wasn't a whole lot of fun, but at least there was Matthew Stafford.
But it was
for like, some of it
for only some of it. He wasn't that great last year. We only got a half a season of him the year before. Can't remember how he was in 08. I think he was probably pretty good
in 18.
Yeah, I always do that. Yeah, in 18. Yeah. But man, there's just like it was. You had players that were upset. It wasn't very, very fun covering the team in terms of like being in the locker room. You had Darius Slay and Quandre Diggs get shipped off, and it was just a miserable time. I think if I could erase any line, I mean, this isn't exactly how you framed the question, but if I could just erase any era of Lions football away from memory, like history, like it just no longer exists, it's probably the Matt Patricia era.
Would you want to be, I don't even know what they called it, but would you want to be like zapped right after the Quandre Diggs interception return versus the Jets?
No, I don't even want that.
You don't want that? Because that's a glimmer of hope. Then you're like, what happened next?
But here's the thing. Remember the offseason leading up to that season? It was not a pleasant offseason.
No.
It was Matt Patricia going to war against the Detroit News. It was everyone making fun of Carlos for saying that the players were getting upset for running too much. And guess what? Ended up being right. Nothing about that era from the minute it started was fun. In fact, you'd have to go and delete the Super Bowl from the previous year from my memory as well, because that's when Matt Patricia got lit up by the Eagles.
Oh man. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's a hard argument. And maybe it's just like recency bias. Because
there's definitely some recency bias, because, I mean, we all hated Matt Millen 10 times more, I think, than we hated Matt Patricia.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, in terms of just being way in over your head as a head coach like Rod Marinelli, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, it'd be tough to sell me on an answer that isn't 2017 to 2020. Nice.
Speaking
knowing you.
Of quarterbacks, do we want to address the rhinoceros in the room from today's news?
Yeah, I think it's worth talking about.
All right. Well, yeah.
Because, Because I don't entirely understand all of it.
Okay. It, I mean, it is kind of fascinating what, how this, I mean, okay, so it wasn't that big of a surprise that Aaron Rodgers is coming back to Green Bay for another year. I think, especially once, the, to me, the Last Dance thing sealed it for me. Is like, okay, it's clear he's around for one more year, and then we'll see, I guess. But I guess now that like it's coming out, the terms that he's making Green Bay agreeing to, or that Green Bay has agreed to, are kind of weird and fascinating to me.
Yeah, so this is the part that I need further clarification on. Yeah. And do you want to start with Randall Cobb?
We have to, right? Like that's the weirdest. I can't remember what Twitter account it was. I think it might have been Spot Track. It was just like, you're going to put up a fuss for 8 months for Randall freaking Cobb?
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, big corn cob TV fan.
But yeah, I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but all signs point to the Texans eventually trading Randall Cobb to the Packers as part of the agreement of Green Bay keeping Rodgers for another year. Screw the Houston Texans for doing that, and screw the Chicago Bears for trading Anthony Miller to the Texans so that the Texans can take that hit.
If you're the Houston Texans, you hold Randall Cobb hostage, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, we're talking like, I want a second round pick for Randall Cobb.
And future considerations. I know NFL doesn't really do future considerations like other sports do.
Like baseball, where it's like, and cash.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like, so yeah, that's one of the most interesting subplots, but continue with some of the other demands. Well,
his other demands, his 2023 season apparently will become void, meaning his contract will essentially end after 2022. And then I think the bigger news, and who knows how this is logistically going to work out, but it sounds like Aaron Rodgers will get to choose at the end of 2021 if he wants to stay or if he wants to get traded, and he'll have say if he wants to get traded into where he gets traded. Now, I don't know how any of that can work out logistically. Like, can the team he wants to go to lowball the Packers, and then it's just like, oh, we agreed to let you go wherever you wanted? I don't understand how that is going to work out.
I'd have to imagine that Rodgers will have like some kind of short list of teams, like two or three teams, and then those two or three teams are bidding against one another. Like, there's no way that Aaron Rodgers can be like, I want to go to the Tennessee Titans, and that's it. And so Tennessee's like, sixth round pick.
No.
But, yeah, let me just say real quick, the thing that drives me the most nuts about all of this is we're going to be back here again in a year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's starting like the minute the Packers are either out of the playoffs or get knocked out of the playoffs or whatever. It's just right back into it. And to me, there's enough like wiggle room right now between like he could come back again. Like he could play another year in Green Bay. It seems like almost certainly after 2022, it's over. But I mean, Schefter threw out the word like at least one more year in Green Bay. And it kind of made me nauseous.
It did. How hard are you rooting against the Packers this year? Because I feel like I will have never rooted so hard against a football team in my entire life. I'm being honest. I really want to see the Packers fall flat on their face. Like, it would be awesome to see them like lose the division.
Yeah. Just go out in complete flames. Like, there are so many things about this situation that irritate me. Like, one is Aaron Rodgers. Just like, it turns out he did play it well and got what he probably eventually wanted. But from the outside looking in, like now it just seems like he just wanted a bunch of attention this offseason as being annoying, like his typical self. And then like comparing himself to The Last Dance is also ridiculous because Jordan won, what, 6 rings and he's got 1. Like, good luck, buddy.
Yeah. And then how many does Devontae Adams have?
Is that 0?
0.
And then there's Packers fans in the middle of this, and they are coming very close to being my most hated fan base. They might already be there. It was Bears for a while, but it might already be there because before this was all happening, they were literally split. Like, there were half of them are just like, I can't stand this drama queen anymore. Get him out of here. I hate him. Like, just trade him at this point. He's causing too much drama. They're making a lot of some same complaints I was making. Like, there was that article that said, Aaron Rodgers is putz, I think is the word that they used. And the article was very true. Yes. Like, the guy has always been a me kind of person. And it doesn't take anything away from who he is on the field, but like, this whole saga was all about me. Mm-hmm. And the second news comes out that he's going to stay, every Packers fan is trying to dunk on everyone. You guys thought he wasn't going anywhere. He loves us. We're going to win. He's going to stay after that. It's just like, I hate you guys. I think this is where I lead right into you, which is like, I want him to fail so bad. I want him to fail so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it was one of those things where like, after I saw that tweet, I was like, I need to step away from Twitter because I don't know how I'm going to be able to handle a victory lap from Packers Twitter. Because what the hell are you celebrating? Like, you're celebrating a guy that you spent an entire offseason, like you said, calling a putz, calling, you know, a drama queen, calling him, every name under the sun. And like you said, I think that it was like, it seemed like it was obviously because they were pretty vocal, but it seemed like there was a vocal majority of people that were just like, I'm done with him. Like, I'm done with this guy. Like, I just want to move on. I just want to move on from the Aaron Rodgers. And then the minute that happened, just the boot licking is from heel to toe, like heel to toe and all around. It's nauseating because not only if you took the team off that, and if you took the player off that, you'd be like, that's annoying. But then it's like Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. That's the guy and that's the team. And it's like, I'm going to be sick.
Yeah.
I want the Packers to do worse than the Rams this year. Like if the Rams and the Packers meet in the playoffs, I'm rooting for the Rams.
I mean, I was probably, I'm probably in that camp to begin with anyways. Our good friend Uncle Indigo donated $10 and however, never hope for all Jets ovens to fail again. And that's in reference to some trauma that I experienced this weekend, which was trying to order Jets pizza while live on Alex Reno's stream, only to get an error message as I submitted my credit card information that the ovens at the Jets location I was trying to order at were no longer working. I haven't had Jets in a month, and I feel like I'm breaking into a cold sweat.
I know what I'm getting for dinner tonight.
LJ has, I have a question not about this year. What are your thoughts on next year's wide receiver free agent class? I was looking at names and intrigued by a few. Cooper, Gallup, Allen Robinson, Devontae, but not at his price. Sutton from Denver. I can't say I've looked into this, but are there any names that from that group that you're like, yeah, let's make a run. Make a run at him.
Hashtag come home. Hashtag Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know any of those guys. Like, if Devontae Adams is going to be too expensive for you, like James Robinson or Allen Robinson's probably going to be more expensive than you're willing to shell out to. Like, that's a guy who's probably going to go and get paid too. Amari Cooper, I'm assuming, is a guy who'd get racked out too. I mean, he'd get a huge contract. Maybe this is a better question is, what do the Lions have to do this year in order for you to say, yeah, go ahead and open up the piggy bank and spend big on a wide receiver? Like, is there a win loss record? Is it?
Part of it is almost like, I want.
Do you need to know if Aaron Rodgers is playing in Green Bay another year?
That That might be part of it, honestly.
Yeah, right.
And is Justin Fields really good? And is Jared Goff good enough? Or should we maybe hold off on getting a bunch of good receivers until we get a good quarterback too? And is the rest of the, like, is the running game really, really good? And can we just go off of that and maybe not necessarily need to plug in a bunch of free agency resources at wide receiver? There, I don't know. I don't know if I can just give a plain answer to. And yeah, John, it depends on what happens with his current receivers.
Yeah.
Like if Tyrell Williams balls out and gets 1,000 yards this season, I don't think I want to necessarily. Like I'd rather them draft a young talent than splurge in free agency. And I mean, you can say that really about any position. Mm. But I think that's probably where I'm going to end up landing in free agency. Yeah, I saw you ask us to talk about Aaron Rodgers last segment catch up, but we actually talked about it in our first break. But yeah, he's almost certainly playing for Green Bay this year. Sadly,
I'm just seeing Nick the Greek's messages about chicken finger pitas. I'm not having I had a chicken finger pita last night though.
That was the scraps.